wanna be down with the king.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Aaron. That's right. Lance is back.
Yes.
He is here.
Hello.
The winter of Lance continues.
That's right.
You finally decided to show up.
I showed up. I'm off tomorrow. Me and Charlie are going to go grab some lunch.
No, you're not off tomorrow.
Me and Charlie are going to have some breakfast tomorrow, so I took a day off.
At 5? You two going to go at 5 a.m.?
6:45.
No, not 6:45.
I still wake up at like 4 in the morning, on the road. It doesn't matter where. It's like, God bless. Can you just sleep all the way through to like 8 once? Especially we were having drinks, staying up till about 2 o'clock. Like, hey, it's 5. What? Come on, buddy. Don't wake up 3 hours after going to sleep.
It's easy. Just take some sleeping pills. You'll be fine.
I know.
Especially after some drinks till 2 in the morning.
That's yeah,
don't worry. You won't wake up. Don't worry.
I know. That's the way to do it. Although I did feel winter weather. That's for sure. I mean, when Chicago was in the 40s, low 40s, it wasn't bad. It was supposed to be colder. And then when we left yesterday, this big, huge front was coming in. It's the same one that hit New England, hit the Monday Night Football game.
Yeah.
This big front was coming in. And so when we left, it was about 30. It was about 33, windy too. Yeah. And I was like, oh, man, maybe John wasn't wrong.
Nope.
Not getting out of here.
Yeah.
And then it was going to get down to 10.
No,
it's so I was like, oh, we're getting out of here before it gets to 10. That's a real shame.
Just get out.
We did wait. There's a big thing in Chicago that started this year called Christmas bars, where they've got a whole neighborhood that's full of where restaurants, this one big restaurant turns itself into a Christmas bar / restaurant where the whole thing's decked out on the inside, the outside. It's unbelievable. And every place else followed suit. They're like, we're going to do that too. Because because there was already talk about, I guess they tried it a little bit last year. Well, no, they didn't have bars open. I can't remember how they did it. But then one place does the whole outside, like the Grinch. And so all these bars now are Christmas bars.
What is that, Rush Street or where is it?
No, it's not far from Wrigley.
Lincoln?
Though. It's
Lincoln.
Not, yeah, I think
Lincoln
it is
Avenue.
Lincoln.
Yeah, it's Lincoln Avenue.
Yeah, it is Lincoln.
Yep, yep.
And so they're packed and they're Christmas bars. And I mean, I'm not just talking about, they got stuff inside, outside, giant nutcrackers on the outside. What?
So it's like a themed neighborhood like Prestonwood is, where each area has their own theme.
Well,
each
it's
theme.
Not, I think it's themed because for financial reasons to keep up with the other bar. These bars have to keep up with other bars. There's Elfed Up. We went to Santa Baby Bar, which was enormous. And they have themed drinks. Girls who dress in little Santa Claus outfits.
No, that's nice.
No, it's nice.
Yeah.
They should have one. They should have them here because they would make $1 billion if they did something like that. I mean, you really got to lean into it. I think it helps when it's colder. But
why? It could. You could have.
I think it could work without it being cold.
Yeah,
but I think it's
cold enough right now. This is the worst. I want it right here today.
This is, and it gets up to 68 today.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be nice. But these Santa bars.
Tomorrow's 70. You can still play golf.
Yeah. Perfect. These Santa bars, these Christmas bars, are really big thing there, and they have people waiting. We waited outside. It was about 38 degrees. We were outside waiting. I was like, this is.
Oh God. So, it.
And
that's
they said
nothing.
And they said, Paul even said, listen, when it gets
nothing.
Cold, he said, when it gets cold here,
ugh.
He said, when it's cold, and it's in the teens and low 20s, when it gets up to like 38, it legitimately feels like this is a nice day.
Yeah.
Like this is, he said, people get excited when it's in the 30s.
Absolutely.
He said, by February, he said, by March, the depression level that sets in.
But then,
March? He said, oh yeah, March
it's still
is when
freezing.
The depression, he said, still freezing. He goes, this is a warm. He said, you want to know how I can tell weather cycles are changing? He goes, we haven't even had snow yet. It's we're out of November. We're into December. We still haven't had snow this year.
Yeah, no, it's bad. And then when, like you said, when it gets up to 30-something, you're like, ooh, it's warm.
That's
it's so nice.
That's what he said. He goes, if it's 38 degrees and it's not windy, he goes, it really feels like a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Especially if it's sunny. And by the way, I was keeping track of while I was out of town. Shout out to my brother and his school, Town Ball High School. They're going. I'm headed to McLean Stadium. Drake McLean. I'm hoping he lets me in because they're playing Denton Guyer in the state semifinals.
Tomball looks good.
Tomball is playing their best football. They weren't supposed to go this far.
Little quarterback slinging it all over.
Hellum. He is going to I think it's Cade Hellum or Case Hellum. He is going to. He's thrown for over 2,000 yards. Run for 1,700 yards. He's going to play at Army.
Is he good?
And my brother's got some D1 guys, but they finished like fifth in their division, and they're the last team in their conference. They're the last team left. And they're playing their best football of the year right now. And they're smacking people. So me and Snacks are going to head up, and we're going to go watch a game on Saturday up at McLean Stadium. And then head back the next day. But congratulations
McLean?
To Tom Ball High School.
Where is McLean?
Waco.
Oh.
Drake McLean.
Oh, McLean Stadium.
Baylor Stadium.
I gotcha. Oh, good for them.
Yeah.
Way to go, Mikey.
Yeah, so congratulations. I know he's excited. He's won a state championship playing at John Curtis. As a player, he won one as a coach at Bay City with Chad Morris. And now this is the deepest run he's had. Well, I take it back. He was a state semifinal with Lamar Consolidated and Quiz Rogers and James Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the deepest run he's had since then as a coach. So we're really proud of him. We're looking forward to – I guess we're a Tomball family now. I didn't know that, but – I mean, I knew that.
Yeah, you are.
But I didn't expect this
brother.
Late. Like, I couldn't go to the playoffs because I didn't expect he was – we set these – like they had round trip tickets for $135 to Chicago. I'm like, we're taking this and we're going to go to Chicago for $137 a piece.
Done.
So two of us went for below $300. What do I expect my brother's high school team to be in the playoffs? Winning or I'd have been at the game. So I got a streaming site and I watched on the streaming site.
Oh, you did? That kid was flinging it around.
Oh,
last week.
Trust me. I'm watching. I am streaming on my phone Georgia, Alabama, and Tomball versus whoever that team they beat, where I can't even remember the team's name, and I'm going back and forth watching them the entire Saturday afternoon. It was an afternoon, and then Sunday, I mean, and it was like a warm up for. I mean, Alabama, Georgia, yeah, that's nice. Baylor, you know, Baylor, Oklahoma State, with basically the game on the line, fourth and goal from the one, and a play literally gets extended to the goal line before Baylor makes a play. That's all nice, but, I mean, the fun was it was all just leading towards Sunday. And I haven't had a chance to talk about it, but I was very proud to hear that Houston Texans are setting standards again that have never been met before.
Never been reached.
I mean, new offensive standards that the league has never seen before. They are now 32-32-32. They're called the reverse NFL Triple Crown, 32nd in rushing, 32nd in passing, 32nd in total defense.
Total offense.
I'm thinking if you give it enough time, if they can extend the season to 20 games, they can get there on defense too.
Listen, it's like something we've never seen before. So
never.
Congratulations to our Texans for and listen, the excitement level is off the charts,
mm-hmm.
off the charts. I mean,
yeah.
When you look at that stadium and you see. We got
people arguing with us.
Oh my God!
They're still doing
commercials over on 610. It is the greatest. It's the best game day atmosphere. It's the best tailgating in the NFL.
That's a lie.
No, none of that.
Did you see the picture in that lot? Okay, so you know the media lot where the practice bubble is. The lot right next to that has plenty of people tailgating. Plenty. Did you see the shot that Indianapolis news guy took of that lot? He goes, usually when we're here, this place is packed with tailgaters. There was probably 18 cars on the whole lot. Oh. He took it at 11:50 something before game time. It is astonishing. I haven't gone to a game. For what?
For who?
There's really no reason to waste my time. I almost want to go just to see what it's like to be at a living
funeral.
Don't
do that to yourself.
I want to see what it's like to be at a living funeral.
It is.
Where you're burying an entire organization before our very eyes. It is sad because I could Now, this won't happen. Somebody put this up there, but somebody put this on Twitter. Well, don't get too, you know, don't be surprised, Lance, when all you people who revel in their failure and they leave and they point to, you know, moments like the guy, Ronnie, yelling at the owner's box. We're going to have him on later today. But when you see so few people supporting the team, if you're not going to support the team, they're going to leave. If you're not going to support the team, I said 19 years of sellouts, not supporting the team.
This is on them, not on
us. This team hasn't supported the city.
This is on them, not on us.
This has nothing to do with the city of Houston.
Yeah. By the way, cleaning it up a little bit, North Shore and Katy are still alive in the area, just so.
Yeah, yeah. Area. I said in his conference.
Oh, in his division. Oh, I got you. Oh,
the team, I don't know, in Tom Ball's.
I got you.
Well, yeah. Little division conference, district.
In their district.
District is what I mean.
They finished fifth in district and made the playoffs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, fifth in district. It was real tight. That's usually, a lot of teams make it now.
Yeah.
They finished fifth in district in 6A.
Well, they're playing their butts off. Congratulations.
I think he said,
and just like the Texans, it's so exciting. It is just so exciting.
It's
nonstop hijinks and hilarity.
Who do you think is going to have more fans? The Texans and Colts, an NFL team, or
well, what about this week, the Seahawks? I mean, that's going to be big. Listen, how many Colts fans were here? You know how many Seahawks fans are coming? Like four? Mm-hmm. Like four? When the Jets
family
were here, we had Jake Asman in here yesterday, and he said, I went to that Jets game, and we had more fans. The Jets had more fans than the Texans.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
That was going to be a lock. Seahawks aren't going to travel as well. There's not as many local Seahawks fans.
No,
Ballard told me, he goes, there was a lot of Colts fans. He said, we saw a lot. He said, probably about 30% Colts fans. He was impressed with the game day atmosphere. Called it the worst he's seen ever in football history in all of his time in the NFL.
He's been in 20 years.
There's nothing that's come close to this. He said nothing even comes close to this in any stadium he's been at. Now, he's been with the Bears. He's been in some cold games.
Oh, yeah, but the Bears fans still go.
Yeah, he's been with the Bears. He's been with the Chiefs. But they've been on road. They've been in road games. Yeah. They played Jacksonville before. He thought this was the worst that he's ever seen.
No, I've been to Jacksonville when they tarped the upper deck, and it was were the worst team. It's still the lower bowl was still, and it was still, you know, they were still into it. You know, their Duval crap that they do and everything. I mean, this is the worst ever, and in large part because of the owner Cal McNair, and we're gonna have the guy that was screaming at him. Cal McNair during the game.
We haven't seen this.
He was moved. The police actually let him. They didn't. He was below Cal's suite and the window, and you could screaming up at him. And the cop just said, you know, very nicely. I mean, didn't force him. I guess they just moved him though. They didn't kick him out of the building. They just moved him to another area so that he wouldn't be below Cal.
He was giving it to Cal.
He was giving the business. He was giving
it's
the
an
business.
Open. It's an open.
Yeah,
it's did an you, open
you
air.
Still, you still got him? Yeah, no, yeah. We'll play it. We'll play it.
It's an open air suite, so there's no way you could avoid it.
Little did they know when they built how it is. Yeah. Little did they know when they built it like that.
Let me tell you something. Bill O'Brien got his revenge against Georgia, and I want to get into it a little later. But OB, Jack, Cal, this is what you wrought. I mean, the chickens have come home to roost.
The crappy trinity. The crappy trinity. Jack Easterby, Bill O'Brien, and Cal McNair.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not out of this, Bill. This is yours. Like, I know Bill looks at it and goes, look at those idiots. Never looked like that when I was there. No. You've got ownership of this, buddy.
He wrought it. All right, 712 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. We haven't talked about college football. We got to do that with you. Still ahead, Michael Schwab is going to join us. He had Alex Bregman on his podcast and some interesting things to say about his wrist, about his hamstring, about his nuts, about his about playing some shortstop. There's all kinds of good stuff. And yeah, I never paid off. I've got a little information on Carlos Correa that maybe we'll find out. You know what? On the other side, we'll get some Bregman stuff ready, and we'll play that for you. We still got college football to talk as well, but we'll play some Bregman stuff for you, and we got Michael Schwab at the top of the hour to talk about it. He was on his podcast, so we will do that at 8 o'clock as well. Next, we will talk Alex Bregman and a little Carlos Correa as well. Right now, though, What about Chastang Ford? What about my people over at Chastang Ford? You don't need to make Bregman or Correa money to get yourself into a Ford car or truck that is just awesome. Get in line right now for the electric F-150 because it's going to take a little while. Just get in line and you can always get out. It's $100 and it's refundable, actually, just to get in. Just to get in line to see. Get in line for the Bronco. It's unbelievable. I drove it a couple of weekends ago and it was just awesome. The Expeditions, the Explorer Sport, it's just beautiful. All their vehicles. And Ford is second to none. But you know what? It takes a little time to get them. But the good news is that you get to customize it exactly as you want it. And oh, by the way, you can do it all at home. They will even deliver the car to you. You can go and they'll deliver the test drive to you. They'll come to your home. You don't ever have to leave. You don't have to go to the dealership. And you can do it all online because you customize it exactly as you want it, not as the dealer wants it. Because this dealer isn't putting any add-ons on, while the other ones will. That's what happens every single time at Chastang Ford. ChastangFord.com or get to 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
When you text the word money to 232323, what that does is start the process of you getting a homeowner's insurance quote from several A-rated insurance companies within 15 seconds. And it seems almost impossible, and yet that's what TGS Insurance does. They have multiple A-rated insurance companies at their disposal, and they've got them hooked up into their algorithm. And all they need is your home address, and they can start the process of shopping A-rated insurance companies. And like I said, they'll have a firm quote for you within 15 seconds. The average savings is $900. And why is it so much annually? Well, because most people stay with their homeowner's insurance for several years out of just sheer, you know, lethargy. They end up sticking with them. The rates go up and then you end up giving away money for years and years. But you can get that back by switching insurance companies, or at least shopping for different insurance companies and shopping for your quotes. Get competitive quotes from TGSinsurance.com. Text the word money right now to 232323.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Michael Schwab is going to be joining us here in a little bit to talk about his podcast with Alex Bregman. And I think we've said it, and I think Bregman feels it too. He wasn't the same guy, right?
No, he knows it.
Yeah.
He knows it. As a matter of fact, Michael Schwab, you know, having the podcast with Alex Bregman. These guys, I've never seen so many Astros players do so many podcasts now. They do it with the guys from Apollo, Michael Schwab. Like, they'll do, but we can't get.
Yeah, they're not going to get up this early and do it. They're not going to do that.
Plus, you know, I think I don't know if the Astros will help us with that. But let's listen to Alex Bregman. He was asked about Cocky Bregman. It's all a thing that we all know, we all recognize. Frank Thomas even asked him after they won the ALC, or the ALDS. Let's find out. No, it was ALCS after they beat the I can't remember if it was after, if he did it after the Red Sox win or the White Sox. It was after the Red Sox win. For the ALCS, he's like, boy, I can't wait to see the old Alex Bregman get back. Mm-hmm. Well, Michael Schwab asked him about that.
We got this new year coming up. We got what you're saying, you're pumped. The fans want to know is, are we going to see in your face Bregman? You know, this one right there. Will the kid be back, or are we going to be focused? What are you feeling?
The kid will be back.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna have a lot of fun playing the game. Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been a minute since I have had that kind of fun, and it'll be back.
That's good to hear.
That is good to hear.
That's good to hear. And you have to think that it's all tied to injuries, and it's hard to be cocky when you know that you're not healthy, whether it's your wrist or your leg. Now he is the villain. I think he knows that. And I think, that's something that's really not going to go away.
As far as the villain stuff, I mean, that's a fan story, man. Like,
yeah.
Whatever. I don't really care if they boo me, whatever. at the end of the day, I got to go out. I got to perform. I got to work hard. I got to control what I can control.
So, yeah, I mean, okay, you know what? I think they played better when they were when everybody was on them. And they
were playing terrible.
Me. Yeah.
When, the year before?
Oh, not the year before.
Well,
I'm talking about this year.
Nobody, I guess.
This year when they went to LA.
Yeah. And plus, there was no one in the stands.
No. Yeah.
Everyone hated him on social media.
Yeah, who cared? But he had his problems now. Not only did he have the hamstring, but he talks about how he played with a broken hand.
Yeah, so it's been going on for a while. Probably, I couldn't pinpoint a date for you, but it got really bad probably in May, June-ish. What? And then during the rehab assignment, I got an injection in there to make sure basically that I could squeeze my hand and feel good. And it felt great for a long time. And I mean, it was just time that I needed to get it fixed. So
yes,
we ended up getting it fixed.
That's good. That is good. So he says the hand and wrist injuries are behind him. We got to get Bregman back, man. I mean, we haven't seen Alex Bregman be Alex Bregman since he carried his bat to first base against Washington. We really haven't. We haven't seen Alex Bregman be that cocky, a-hole, crushing people.
That's true. World Series of 19.
That was 19. World Series, yeah.
Man, that's pre-pandemic. That might as well have been 100 million years ago.
Well, it was pre-pandemic. Well, don't forget, we only had 60 games last year, and we had 162 this year, but he missed a bunch of them. So, you know, we need to get that Bregman back. If that Bregman is back, you can fade somewhat the loss of Carlos Correa. Let me ask you this. 7-245.
Oh, is that where at the number? I'm like, what does that mean? 7-245. Oh, 7 years, 245.
That's 35 a year.
It doesn't seem like it's going to get it done.
It doesn't seem like what's going to get it done. You don't think that it would get it done for Carlos?
No.
Oh, I think it did it done for Carlos. Do you think it would get it done for Jim Crane?
Yeah.
You think Jim Crane would?
Oh,
I don't think
God,
he would. I don't think he would do it.
Then Jim Crane, then people have a right to get. 245,
let's not forget, 35 is the number. Let's not forget. And that's 7 years, and he ain't doing seven. He's never said he's doing 7 years.
My gosh, you've already offered six. Go the extra year and get it done. I can just tell you this. If that offer makes it out publicly, if Carlos signs for 7-245 somewhere else.
I'm just throwing a number out.
I'm just telling you, fans are going to be pissed. I if that would get it done, I would have to think.
It's still $245 million.
I know it is. It's still Carlos Correa, an elite defensive shortstop in his prime and the absolute heart and team leader of this team.
Yeah, but it would make him the highest paid player in non-pitcher, non-Scherzer
in baseball.
All we've
talked about is how, well, here goes Greinke's money's coming off the books. Now you got money for Carlos. That would basically tell you Greinke has nothing to do with
it. I don't
Carlos.
Know that I would do it. I don't know how to do it.
If you're Carlos, I wouldn't do it.
No, if you're Crane, I wouldn't do it.
Why?
Because it's still 7 years, and it's still $35 million.
7 years? I'm not crazy about 7 years, but I'm seven is my cutoff. Seven is my cutoff for a star player. But I think seven is pretty reasonable relative to the market. The market tells you 10 plus for top shortstops. I think seven would be a relative bargain in terms of length of contract. At this point, you're more worried. I don't know. I mean, total contract, length of contract. I don't know what Crane would be more worried about. Seven would be uncomfortable for him. I think six is as far as
they
would go.
I think 245 is uncomfortable, too. I mean, yeah, listen. It's
$100 million less than Lindor.
Okay, so he's going to do 10, 300. To me, it doesn't make any sense if you're the owner to do 7, 245. Might as well give the other $55 million for 3 years.
Doesn't make sense.
Give the other $55 million for three more years. I'd rather do that.
Why would you rather be locked in?
Because, Lance, I'm not giving up 245 for 7 years. If I'm going to give 245, I'd rather get 3 more years for 55. Now I'm getting a bargain. Now it's a better bargain.
No,
$300 million
no,
a year.
Because now you're locked into guaranteed money for 10 years, and if there's an injury, you have to fade it for longer.
Well,
I don't think that's and let's face it. How long is the window? A Carlos Correa where you've got him 10 years, you may not be a factor in 4 years. You'd be like, "Oh my gosh, we got this contract for that long."
Why aren't you going to be a factor in 4
years? I know that. Well, because you can't predict you can't predict in
you
4 years.
You're a good young team. You got still a lot of good young players.
You don't know what's going to happen with player health. You don't know what's going to happen with
pitching. You don't. Obviously,
I mean, there's no lock on this pitching being great.
There's a lot of teams. Everybody else is doing 10-year deals now. I mean, so that's just the league now. So I'm not worried about that. If you do a good job of finding young talent and developing young talent, I'm not worried about that.
This is shocking that you're capable of a 10-year deal.
Is that I'm getting him for about $18 million
a
year.
Is a long
I'm getting
deal.
The last 3 years for $18 million. I would rather do 10.
But Seth, you're saying it's only a bargain because you're doing this per year. Carlos Correa may very well not be a bargain by then, his number. I mean, it may be a bargain relative to what the league is, but he may not be that player that you want to continue to pay.
Here's what I don't like.
And his lower back stuff is a real...
I don't like establishing a $35 million a year player. I don't like that.
Well, then you shouldn't even talk to him.
I've got Jordan coming up. I've got Tucker coming up. And by the way, their numbers are better than Carlos's.
Then don't even have a conversation with them. And maybe they're not. Conversation because that's what it costs to have great shortstops.
They're talking. I know they're talking.
Well, but that's what it costs to have great shortstops.
Well,
I mean, the market has been set. I don't know. It's not even debatable. The market is $300 million is the starting point for a great shortstop, even a really good shortstop. That's the market.
Yeah.
It's been set by the last three shortstops.
Or bring up a young guy. I mean, I think you're going to have to decide whether or not Jeremy's ready. I don't know that you have to have a $300 million shortstop to be good. I mean,
it's not preferable, but $245 is a whole lot better. And just like Daryl Morey said with the Rockets, the worst thing in the world you can do is have guaranteed contracts for that long, for long-term guaranteed contracts. For Daryl, it was anything more than 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, the Rockets were giving out six and seven years.
The Astros are 5 years.
And 7 years, yeah. It's typically not – this would be obviously an outlier case where you say, we've got a special window right now, which you do. Let's make an allowance. This is one of those allowances that I would consider making for what you're telling me.
You can't, but it's not an allowance anymore. Not when you get to when you've got Jordan and Tucker right behind him. And oh, by the way, Bregman still comes up after 24, 25, whatever it is.
You may not want to sign him.
Yeah, you may not. You may not.
If you didn't get a whole lot better, you may let him walk too. I mean, at some point, you got to sit down, anchor down, and sign one of your guys, or you turn into the A's or the old Royals. They would trade guys. You just let contracts expire.
Oh, it's much.
You don't
different.
Want to do
it's
that.
Much different than that. Your payroll is up. It's not even close.
But if you keep letting everyone, all your best young players walk at the end of their contracts,
those are two. They're not even close.
But that's how the fans are going to view you as we can't have a guy for you. We can't keep a guy.
If you keep on developing young players and bringing them up, you're still one of the best teams in baseball. And oh, by the way, you just paid Justin Verlander. Big money over the last four. These 4 years are going to be. He'll be one of the highest paid pitchers in baseball.
Well, he's not your
homegrown
guy.
And you just paid McCullers, and you're going to have to pay Fromber, and you're going to. I mean, so I don't know. I frankly, if I'm Crane, I don't like this $7,245. I just don't.
I like it a whole lot better than anything I've seen. It's literally $100 million less than what that rate has been. You know, it's just. I don't know that you could get. I would have never anticipated.
At 35, he'd be the highest paid position player in baseball.
Well, yeah, that's what these long-term deals are.
Well, but guess what? No, that's what do you mean? $100 million less than anything else? $245 is not $100 million less than anything.
It's $100 million less than the guaranteed contract to Lindor. What are you talking about? Lindor's $341 million,
and you'd be paying him more per year.
I don't care about per year. I care about how much money is out of my pocket. I care more about that. I should say.
I disagree. All right, it's 8:27 ESPN. It's 8:27. It's 7:27 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And look, this is a great time of the year. How about our Rockets winning 6 in a row? What do you think about this team right now? Holy cow, this is unbelievable! And oh, by the way, they got a game tonight. All right, if you're looking for a great time tonight, Rockets are riding a 6-game win streak. James Harden, Kevin Durant, and the first-place Brooklyn Nets are coming to town tonight. How about this? So if you're looking for a great time, you don't want to miss, you do not want to miss this marquee matchup, okay? Or is it, no, they're coming to, excuse me, they're here tomorrow night, Wednesday. If you don't want to miss this marquee matchup at Toyota Center with a familiar with the beard coming back, are you kidding me? If you're looking for a great time had by all, please, let's go. Let's get to Toyota Center tomorrow night, December 8th. It's Brooklyn, James Harden here, at Toyota Center. This is going to be fun. Grab your tickets now at Rockets.com for this almost, it's almost sold out. Now, and we talked about atmospheres. This Rockets atmosphere is getting so much better. If you're looking for a great time, the Nets in town tomorrow night, you get to cheer or boo James Harden tomorrow night right here. Tickets on sale at Rockets.com at Rockets.com.
ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This is a, here is something interesting. I thought this was in the Washington, this was in the Washington Post? No. Okay, this is a fan site. And here's what he wrote. I've been considered one of the great young stars of Major League Baseball. Started at a very young age, and by the time I was 22 years old, I was completed more than 200 games in Major League Baseball. Multiple All-Star games, one of the best at my position, batting and fielding. I've won at least one Gold Glove. I have led my team to multiple postseason runs. I have over 30 B-WAR, and I've played less than 10 seasons. I banked a huge contract, over $200 million in my late 20s. My career, WRC, blah, 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 all these stats. I have had back problems. I signed a 9-year contract with a mutual option for a 10th year. In 2021, I have a total 1.7 WAR and 2.21 WAR. I missed 35 days due to my back issues, which means he had bad seasons. Anyway, my slugging was 492 before my contract, and it's been 392 since. Can you guess who I am?
What? Can't believe that player went out and made his own blog.
Yeah. Well, he didn't really. It was just someone who's posing as him.
Somebody being snarky. Lindor?
No.
You said it's a 2021.
It's Christian Yelich. What
did you say 2021? You threw me off on the numbers. I didn't know Yelich had a 10-year deal. So it's
nine plus one.
Yeah, Yelich has gone completely in the toilet.
He's gone in the toilet.
That's why the 10-year deal is terrifying. You know,
and Cody Bellinger has been way up and down.
Bellinger, Yelich, and
Lindor,
of course.
Lindor should be a...
10-year deals are the worst. Yeah. I would never do that because you're stuck. They're stuck with Yelich forever.
It's
untradeable.
He says, yes, this is not the Carlos Correa story. This is the real nightmare that prevents Jim Crane and the Astros from committing to Carlos Correa for more than 6 years. Learn this story and the ones like it to understand where the Astros are coming from. I don't know. But I don't know that Carlos would take 735. I don't know that Crane. That's an arbitrary number. But I got to tell you, I think Carlos would take it, even though he's going to be 34 when he's out of that contract. And I don't know that he'll hit that other 55 million because he wants 300 million. I don't know that he'll hit 55 more million at the age of 34. He might if he's unbelievable. Listen, Carlos bet on himself and won. Well, he looks to cash in. Looks like he's going to win. So, God bless. But I don't know at 34 he will cash in. Now, if he's still one of the top players in the game at the age of 34, now, there's nothing to indicate that that'll be the case. But if he is, if he's still playing great baseball, he might get that other $55 million. But, or he can retire at the age of 34 with $245 million in the bank. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. We've got a long time now and a lot of discussion. The Yankees appear to be very much in the mix. The Red Sox are very much in the mix. The Cubs, you know, that would be awful.
A new suitor is going to arrive. This is going to give a new suitor time to reconsider. This lockout is going to give another. There's going to be another team, like you say, the Cubs, somebody like that to pop up.
No, the Cubs have already popped up. Mark Berman said the Cubs have already gotten a hold of the Cubs have already gotten a hold of his agent and they've been discussing it. That I would feel worse about him going to the Cubs probably than anywhere else.
Only really?
One, well, yeah.
Than the Yankees?
Then yeah. Well, as far as looking at it from Carlos's perspective, I would love for him to go to the Cubs, never see him again, and he'll never win again. But yeah. From Carlos's perspective, then it's just a money grab.
Well, it's a money grab. I don't care then. I don't want Carlos to win when he leaves. That's too bad.
No.
If you go to the National League, that's fine. I'd love for you to win. But if you go to the Mariner League, I hope you lose every game. I don't want, you know, Carlos has been great, but when Carlos leaves and it's a money grab, I don't dislike Carlos at all. I love Carlos, but I'm not sitting here hoping he wins. The same thing with George. You know, I was hoping that George's season might be something that would push Carlos to say, you know what, I want to get a lot of money and be part of a winning organization, a team that has a chance to win in a World Series all the time. I mean, a big bag is a big bag.
Yeah. Get you back.
I understand, and you're going to, and you're potentially going to with Houston. I understand that you don't want another, there's an ego that you got other shortstops, Puerto Rican shortstop in Lindor. Do you want to just say, hey, I'm worth $100 million less than you? I mean, it's a number thing. It's about a number. It's about ego, which is fine. It's a lot of people measure themselves against others in their marketplace by numbers. That's baseball didn't invent that. Sports didn't invent that. So that's not unusual. And I get that. And I think for Carlos and for a lot of players, they don't want to take substantially less than another player that they think they're better than.
No.
And they think they're worth more. And it's not about, well, I might run out of money. That has nothing to do with it. It's just, I want to have my rightful place. It's an ego thing.
Yeah, it's an ego thing. All right,
and it doesn't make, by the way, that doesn't make Carlos bad that he's got an ego. Every great player, every athlete should have an ego. That's not a bad thing. It's a healthy thing. But at some point, that ego can end up having you chasing a number, and that number ain't going to bring you happiness. At some point, competing, being with guys you like, will bring you as much happiness at a lower number. That's just the truth.
Money doesn't make money. You can't buy happiness. You can buy a lot of other stuff, though. That's for sure. A lot of other stuff. The four Heisman finalists were announced.
Mm-hmm.
Aiden Hutchinson, which is nice. The defensive end.
They
out
got
of Michigan.
It totally right. These are the four that deserve to be there.
These are the four.
You know, Kenny Pickett is having a Heisman year. If you just look at numbers and consistency, Kenny Pickett is your Heisman Trophy winner this year, followed by Aiden Hutchinson. Then probably Bryce Young, then C.J. Stroud.
And Bryce Young is going to win it.
Bryce will win. Bryce is a pretty big favorite.
He had his Heisman game in the SEC championship.
Had he had a bad game?
Against the best defense in the country.
Had he had a bad game, there's a chance Kenny Pickett might have stolen the Heisman.
Maybe.
Because the numbers, and Kenny had a big game in their last game against Wake Forest, But, man, you beat Georgia like that. You play like the way he did. It was impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Five-star really got that one right. Oh, let's see. Nick Saban has a chance to go up against Stetson Bennett. Mm-hmm. As I'm watching that, I'm like, oh, my God, that's true. I'm on. At first, I was feeling, ha-ha, Georgia 10-0. Told you, five-star. You should listen to me, five-star. I should be called six-star from now on. And then, like, all right. 10-7, cool, whatever. I don't care about that. And I'm like, oh, 14-10. Okay, we've got to make some. We score here before half. We're going to be in good shape. A little 3-point lead. And then we got to, let's see, I got to lay 6 to get my cover. And then you just realize, oh, how's O'Brien on the winning side of this? And, oh, yeah, now you got Nick Saban was getting points. Nick was getting 6. Wasn't even like 2.
Yeah.
Hey, Stetson Bennett's the quarterback for the other team. All that stuff five-star said is true.
I bet.
Oh, it is Stetson Bennett.
I bet it last Monday before it get down to 6. I got 7. I mean, you giving Nick Saban points, that's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Don't ever do that again. Don't ever, ever. You know, I don't care how good. And even Pat Forty was on. Oh, I don't know how they're going to move the ball out.
I know.
It's
No, I swear to God. Here's a team. This makes no sense. Here's a team who struggled to move it against Auburn. Struggled so much that they couldn't even get to double digits until the end of the game. They couldn't move it against Auburn. They lost to Zach Calzada beat them. Zach Calzada, who lost four games in the SEC West. They lost to Zach Calzada. They couldn't move against Auburn, barely could score at all. LSU, they struggled with mightily, had trouble scoring there. And then this? Like that, it's just sometimes in football that happens. And that's why sometimes you say there are certain situations where you say Nick Saban coach team, and how often are they underdogs? So there's a whole different mindset that goes into the chip on the shoulder, because you know they're not intimidated by Georgia. They're basically just saying, oh, well, look at this. Everyone's against us.
Mm-hmm.
No one believes in us, huh? Now, Nick Saban said, all that media rat poisoning.
The rat poison. And guess what? He was right. Listen, he uses it. He'll use anything. Just like he's Belichickian. That's what he is.
What is he? Dusty, what are you talking about? Pickett and Stroud totally don't belong. Who are you going to put there? Who do you have? First of all, Stroud does belong. Pickett does belong. Kenny Pickett, never mind. He's a Matt Corral guy. Never mind.
Oh.
Now I know. I was like, why in the world would he say that about,
by the way,
these two quarterbacks? Oh, that's right, Matt Corral.
I'll
give you some of Pickett's terrible stats. 42 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 4,319 passing yards, a quarterback rating of 165. I mean, come on. 67% completion percentage.
All right, when we come back, I want to see your big board.
Be better.
And see if it's how different it is than Mel Kiper's. Mel Kiper's got a big board out, his latest big board out. I want to see if you've got any differences, and we'll do that on the other side. My difference is my hair. That's the difference for me. Look at the difference in my hair from where it was and where it is today. I mean, I've seen friends that I haven't seen in a while, and they're like, wow, what's different? What the heck happened? What happened to your hair? Where'd you get all that hair? What the hell happened there? And I was like, I just grew it, man. That's all. No, I give Doc Linville the credit. I was like, yeah, I had the procedure. Oh, like I'm embarrassed by the procedure? Hell no. What I was embarrassed by is the giant 9-iron divots out of the back of my head. That's what I was embarrassed by. The mangy look that I had going on. It's something that you just don't have to have, people. It's so easy. The process is wonderful. It can't be simpler. It's basically painless. It's something that you, my friends, will really enjoy. But what's the most important thing about the whole thing is the results. And Doc Linville is the best. You're looking for the results. He's getting them every single day. Go to 975hair.com. Get your free consultation at 975hair.com.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. 97.5. The conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
747 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You are more than welcome to get in to talk about this. Okay, so when do you think Kiper puts up his first quarterback in his big board?
His first quarterback?
His first quarterback.
His personal big board, like 6.
20.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, once again, everyone assumes that I've got these. I don't. I'm just doing full discovery on players. So I have not fully looked at. I looked at Kenny Pickett, Matt Corral, Carson Strong, quarterbacks before I had to do Dave Damashek's podcast. And I have watched some games of mostly Corral. Malik Willis, not a first rounder. No one's hurt their stock more than Malik Willis this year. Nobody in football has killed themselves.
That's a rattler.
He's not good. Right now, he is not playing good football. He's not a first rounder at all.
Spencer Rattler hurt his worst.
Yeah, well, he's transfer portal. He's not coming out.
And John Gruden.
Their draft stock?
Yeah.
Gruden's not getting drafted. And Spencer Rattler's. Have we heard a final landing spot?
For Spencer Rattler? No. Uh-huh. No. Not Arizona State. They're out on the Spencer Rattler.
We know not at USC since. We're not USC since apparently he goes, nah, good luck, dude. LOL. Why would. I don't understand why Lincoln Riley would even reach out to Rattler. No. Rattler wasn't even good enough to beat Texas.
No, he wasn't even good.
Come on.
Oh, good enough to beat Texas. I don't know if you've seen the latest. Oh, have you seen the Texas offensive lineman? You see what's happening?
I was in Chicago. What happened?
Oh, well, the Texas offensive linemen have a new NIL for $50,000. It's called the Pancake Factory. The Texas, a new NIL program for the University of Texas has secured $800,000 to launch the Pancake Factory Initiative. Provides each offensive lineman $50,000 per year while empowering them to use their NIL rights to support their favorite charities. Well, to support their favorite charities.
Ooh, you know what I'm doing if I'm a... That's so funny they put that in, to support their favorite charities. Right. You know what my favorite charity is?
Me.
Cheese fries, cheese steaks, hamburgers, steak, car.
Yeah.
Charity.
Charity.
I wouldn't have given a penny to charity.
Cars for kids. This kid.
You want to give a car to a kid? Pancake Factory.
All right. So.
Wood has two thumbs and is getting ready to get a new car. This kid, cars.
Back to Mel Kiper's big board. He's got Pickett first. You never guess who he's got second quarterback.
Second quarterback?
Yeah.
Not Carson Strong.
No.
It's not Matt Corral?
It's not Matt Corral.
Should
You're going to puke.
Who? Clayton Tune.
Nope. No, not Clayton Tune. Clayton Tune's coming back. Carson Strong is six.
Tanner Mordecai.
Desmond Ridder.
That's right. I saw what Mel... come on, Mel. Be better. Watch a game. I like Mel.
No.
Come on, that's not hard.
So, Aiden Hutchinson, he's got number one overall. Yeah. Now, Kayvon Thibodeau, who had been number one overall all year, is now two.
Yeah, I think... So, two things are going to happen. I think Thibodeau needs to get a little bit stronger. The other thing is, people are going to keep watching Hutchinson, and they're going to start seeing Bosa's. They're going to think about... They're going to think, remember when J.J. Watt slipped to like 11? Yeah, right. Boy, remember when Nick Bosa went third or whatever? Joey Bosa was like fifth. He's just got a Bosa vibe. You're going to see big, strong white guy with some juice, and you're going to say, those guys have been really good.
He immediately you think of a Bosa. Yeah. Immediately. I didn't think so much of J.J. Watt when I watched him. I thought more of Bosa.
Well, J.J. is because J.J. kind of came out of – J.J. kept getting better from college.
Kept getting bigger somehow, too.
Lifting weights. Have you ever seen? Oh, I'm sorry, you haven't seen videos of him flipping tires and throwing axes around and whatnot.
I don't see the videos before.
Squat jumps. I hope JJ sues you. Evan You're still Neal, salty because you didn't get a shirt. Did you get a shirt, an autographed shirt?
I did.
And you still talk this way?
I didn't get a pizza.
You still talk this way?
I don't can't eat it. I can't eat a shirt. Can I?
Can't sell it. It's got your name. It's autographed.
My name on there. Unless I sell it to a John.
I know.
Hey, John, thanks for all you've done.
This worthless.
As there is John out there that wants to buy my J.J. Watt jersey, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776.
That's how you know we didn't have a relationship with J.J. Watt. Thanks for your hard work, or thanks for all your work, J.J. Watt. All you did was make this jersey worthless. Could you have just signed it and not put anything about me?
Don't even sign it, okay? It'd be better.
I want the autograph on there.
The next occasional invitational, you can write it off as a tax deduction.
How about that? Next time. Next time, you can write it up, because I don't need it. Number three is Evan Neal, the offensive tackle from Alabama.
Yeah.
Four, Kyle Hamilton, the safety out of Notre Dame. That's kind of high for a safety.
He's really talented.
Derek Stingley. I love Derek Stingley, except for the fact that he never plays. Ever.
That doesn't help.
No. He never,
And then
ever,
he shut
ever,
it down. This. And
ever
then
he wants to play.
Then he had an extended injury this year, a.k.a. shut down a season.
Jameson Williams has come on as the number one wide receiver. Man, I tell you what, I watched a few USC games. This Drake London kid, have you watched him?
Yeah.
He is really good.
So, Eric called me the other day asking.
He's a Mike Evans kind of – he's a big dude now, and he just grabs – his hands are about as strong for a wide receiver in college you've ever seen. He is really, really good. What were you saying?
Eric Layton called and like, what do you have on Drake London? I said, nut, is he coming out? He goes, I would assume.
Yeah.
So I haven't looked at underclassmen yet. I got focused on senior.
He's
ball
really
guys.
Good. Devin Lloyd, linebacker from Utah. David Ojabo has been really, really good as well at Michigan. The other defensive end at Michigan?
They got two defensive ends at Hunt.
Yeah. How about top 10 in the draft defensive ends?
So this is going to be a really interesting. This is a great game. Michigan versus Georgia has, because Georgia's offensive line is not great. I think we're going to eliminate them from. I'm not voting for him for the Joe Moore Award finals. I didn't love him before.
Michigan wins that game.
I think that game should be Michigan's going to have a hard time running the football against. It's going to be low scoring. I don't think the offensive line holds up against Michigan's pass rush. And then I don't think that you can't just get downhill and run on Georgia. That's just not going to happen. And Michigan has been keyed by their rushing attack. I don't think Haskins and an offensive line are going to move it very well. I think this is a low-scoring, hard-fought game. And whatever quarterback, you know, you're going to have to make plays. I mean, frankly, it's more Michigan has quarterbacks who can make plays with their feet. That's the problem is when you don't have a quarterback with mobility, or running ability, you can really – you're at the mercy of whatever your offensive line is to an extent.
Absolutely. Well, I found that out personally.
Knox?
I told the story. No.
With JT.
JT, who were Northwestern, said we can't. They had Trevor Siemian there, and they were like, we've got one of those guys. You know, he's leaving, but we found out we can't protect him. So we need a mobile quarterback. So JT's out. And we were like, oh, crap. Northwestern would have been nice. Hey, how about this? Michael Schwab's going to join us next to talk about his podcast with Alex Bregman. But we got to get into the Christmas spirit during our 12 Days of Giving, sponsored by Circle Saw. On the second day, we'd like to give back to Habitat for Humanity, who brings the Houston area together to build homes, communities, and hope. We're encouraging you, our wonderful listeners, to head to ESPN975.com/12 days to give what you can. Plus, David Gow is going to match up to $500 right now. So head to ESPN975.com/12 days to make your donation to Habitat for Humanity now. No donation is going to go unnoticed. Please, it's that time of the year where we really, really, really need to give. There are so many charities that need our help. We're doing 12 days of Christmas, and we want you, please, to help us out. And go. And David Gow, by the way, is going to match up to $500. Right now, though, we're talking about GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. John Clay Wolf. John Clay Wolf is going to give you more for your vehicle than anybody else is going to give you. And he's joining us right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What's up, John Clay Wolf?
Just getting ready for a bright day.
Why is it going to be a great day? Tell me one thing that's going to be great about today.
Today is great because they're finally going to realize that the college football playoff system is broken, and I think they're going to announce that they're going to fix it tonight.
That's a real possibility, by the way. What a great playoff we would have. I mean, when you look at the teams that we would have in this playoff right now, it would have been awesome. Really would have been awesome.
Yeah, it would have shaken out. It would be exactly what we're always going to get. Now Alabama's not always going to win. I would almost rather A&M win. And I know that y'all carry A&M, and there's a lot of A&M fans out there, and I appreciate the fact that y'all don't understand any differently. But I'd almost rather see A&M win than Alabama this year.
We'd much rather have A&M win than Alabama. That's Texas. What you talking about?
A&M's really not Texas. A&M's like College Station, and College Station's kind of like D.C., which is like a community of its own inside a such, you know, I mean, it's, yeah, A&M's challenged.
A&M is not challenged, okay? A&M is a wonderful university. Mental. You're not going to that whole cult thing, are you?
Well, I mean, it's just everything's left-handed. Everything's two left feet. Everything's just kind of one tick off. Everything's kind of screwed up. And I didn't want to take my kids
Why are you giving a backhanded compliment to Texas A&M?
I didn't take my kids to that Bama game because I didn't want them to be exposed to that at a young age. Sink in.
It's swaying back. What? You don't want them swaying back and forth, soaring varsity's horns off? No? Okay.
No,
it's a great university.
I
It's a great, great, great university. And oh, by the way, they sell a lot. They want to sell a lot of their cars there too, by the way. Okay.
And we want to buy them, and I hope that they don't take offense to my bad comments. Just because I'm a bad person, don't
yes,
take it out on me.
That is a, you are a bad person, but guess what? He'll give you more for your car. All you have to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's give me, even Aggies, he'll give more for their car at GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.